Proclamation number 7287 of 19th of February, 1959. Vineyard work after the event. Preparation for this. A great deal of work will await you who are active in my vineyard, for the time still lies ahead of you and you will have to use all your strength in order to do justice to the great onslaught which will befall you. For many will demand clarification from you, many will want to know where to look for God when the great event has befallen you, which only a few will be able to explain properly. And these few, who previously received clarification from me myself, will now have to speak and pass on their knowledge and explain everything to their fellow human beings such that they will be understood and that a wise and loving ruler can also be recognized from all events, in whom they believe and to whom they should call for help. There will be great need and therefore many a heart will be open for sermons of this kind. Individual people will hunger for the Word of God, through which alone they will receive enlightenment and which they will also acknowledge as correct knowledge which corresponds to the truth. But this work in the vineyard of the Lord will require much goodwill, much patience and perseverance, for just as many people will be found who will talk back to you and raise so many objections that it will be difficult for you to answer them. Yet just one thought of me, one request for my support is already enough that I will now speak through you myself and you need not worry how you will fulfill your task. I will put the words into your mouth so that all will receive their answer as it is successful for the individual, for the believers as well as for those who speak against you. They, too, will be unable to reply to you. They will feel defeated and think about it themselves, if they are not already so deeply in my adversary's grip that he will have the upper hand and people will leave you unwillingly or incite against you. Then let them go, but take care of those who seek you, whom I also want to address through you myself, to whom I want to bring my word, so that light will arise in them after the deep darkness before. There is still a time of rest for you where you, my servants on earth, can still carry out your vineyard work calmly and serenely. But it will give way to a time where it is important to seize every opportunity to banish the great mental, spiritual misery which already lies in the fact that hardly anyone is still able to believe in a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence, and that this very unbelief means far greater misery for people because they don't know where to turn in their adversity. And helping them to believe again is a great work of love and mercy which you, who receive my word directly from my hand, should carry out. For you are qualified to give your fellow human beings the right enlightenment, you can kindle a light for them. And you can give them comfort and hope that they will be guided by me myself if only they call upon me myself for help. And your word will not fall on stony ground, for through my intervention the ground, human hearts, is already prepared for the reception of a seed, which you will now be able to scatter abundantly wherever it may be. Then you will also be able to openly come forward and pretend to be my messengers, for no one will stop you, because the adversity is so great that every blade of hope will be seized and people will willingly listen when you preach about my love, wisdom and might. But it will not be long before you will be forbidden your mission, for soon my adversary's vassals will start to counteract and they will take action against you with great severity, which is why you should then withdraw with great wisdom so as not to endanger and tear down everything you have managed to build up so far. But I will be with my blessing with all who listen to you and are not hostile towards you. But prepare yourselves for this time and gather strength, which you can only draw from my word, for you will need it for everything that is to come, which is planned in love and wisdom and therefore should and can only serve all of you for perfection, for the attainment of the degree of maturity already on earth. If you only recognize me myself and my rule and activity in everything, which is only ever based on my love for you. Amen.